Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjit Kaur with the World News. United States and Australia signs landmark agreements on critical minerals and defense cooperation. US President Donald Trump threatens China to impose tariffs of up to 155% if trade deal is not reached. RBI says Indian economy continues to exhibit resilience amid uncertain external environment and remains poised to register high growth. World leaders extend warm Diwali greetings, and India adds two more medals in Kurash at Asian Youth Games in Manama, Bahrain. United States and Australia have signed landmark agreements worth $8.5 billion focused on critical minerals and defense cooperation. The deals were formalized at the White House during a high-level meeting between US President Donald Trump and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. The agreements follow months of negotiations and are aimed at enhancing supply chain security, energy independence, and military collaboration between the two allies. President Trump said the critical minerals agreement had been in the works for 4 to 5 months. A fact sheet released by the White House described the critical minerals framework as a model for supply chain cooperation globally. According to the document, the two governments will jointly invest over $3 billion into critical minerals project, which together have an estimated recoverable value of $53 billion. Prime Minister Albanese said $8.5 billion is in the pipeline, with $1 billion in joint investment from both sides committed over the next 6 months for projects ready to launch. The move comes in response to China's new restrictions on the export of magnets made with rare earth materials. US President Donald Trump has issued a strong warning to China, threatening to impose tariffs of up to 155% starting the first of next month if a new trade deal is not reached. Speaking at the White House during a meeting with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, President Trump said China is already paying tariffs of 55% on its exports to the US and that the rate could rise sharply unless an agreement is finalized. President Trump stated that while trade tensions remain, China has been very respectful of the US and is paying tremendous amounts of money. China is paying 55% and a potential 155% come 1st November unless they make a deal, he added. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that our goal is to make India one of the world's top defense exporters. Mr. Modi said India is building the capacity to export weapons and equipment for all three armed forces. Prime Minister was addressing the Indian Navy personnel on board INS Vikrant off Goa and Karwar coast while celebrating Diwali with them.
पिछले 11 वर्षों में हमारा डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन तीन गुना से ज्यादा हो गया है. पिछले साल तक ये रिकॉर्ड 1.5 लाख करोड़ रुपए से अधिक पहुंच गया है. मैं एक और उदाहरण देश को बताना चाहता हूं. 2014 से अब तक भारतीय शिपयार्ड से नौसेना को 40 से ज्यादा स्वदेशी युद्धपोत और पनडुब्बियां मिले हैं.
Reserve Bank of India says Indian economy continues to exhibit resilience amid an uncertain external environment and remains poised to register high growth. RBI's October bulletin said yesterday that indicators of capacity utilization and domestic demand signaled improvement. It said lead indicators of manufacturing and services continued to show a robust expansion while inflation remained well below the target rate. RBI said indicators point to a revival in urban demand and robust rural demand. RBI bulletin said headline consumer price index CPI inflation moderated sharply in September, marking its lowest reading since June 2017. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra said sobering of inflation has given great leeway for monetary policy to support growth without compromising on the primary mandate of price stability. World leaders have extended warm Diwali greetings as India celebrated the Festival of Lights with great enthusiasm yesterday. We have a report on this.
The White House issued a statement calling Diwali a victory of light over darkness. U.S. President Donald Trump sent his best wishes to all Americans celebrating the festival, saying Diwali is a timeless reminder of hope, renewal, and the triumph of good over evil. He expressed hope that the observance brings serenity, prosperity, and peace to everyone. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney also extended his greetings on the festival. UAE Ambassador to India Abdul Nasir Al-Shali conveyed his best wishes, noting that Diwali has been an important part of his journey in India from the very beginning. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sent Diwali wishes to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the people of India, emphasizing the strong bond between India and Israel. In the United Kingdom, Prime Minister Keir Starmer marked the occasion by recalling his recent visit to India, where he lit a diya in Mumbai as a symbol of devotion and renewed bond. Posting on social media, Starmer wished Hindus, Jains and Sikhs across Britain a joyful and peaceful Diwali and Bandi Chhod Divas. He added, "Let's keep building a Britain where everyone can look ahead with hope." Earlier this month, during a joint press conference with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Starmer also extended Diwali greetings in Hindi. Ukraine's Ministry of Foreign Affairs joined the global chorus of goodwill, wishing that light always prevail in this Diwali. Message. Leaders from Australia, New Zealand and Singapore have also extended warm Diwali greetings. Tanvi, World News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the World News. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned Hamas that it would be eradicated if it breaches the Gaza deal with Israel, but said he would give the Palestinian militant group a chance to honor the truce. Trump told this to reporters at the White House yesterday as he hosted Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. Trump has also warned the militant group to stop public executions of rivals and alleged collaborators as it seeks to re-establish its grip on the devastated territory. Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, and Japan Innovation Party, JIP, have formalized a coalition deal, paving the way for LDP leader Sane Takeuchi to become the country's first female prime minister. Moving on to the world of sports now. India bagged two more medals in Kurash, a traditional form of wrestling, at the Asian Youth Games 2025 in Manama, Bahrain yesterday. We have more details from our sports desk.
Till now, India has won a total of three medals in Kurash at the Asian Youth Games 2025. In the women's 52-kilogram category, Kanishka Bidhudi won silver after a hard-fought 3-0 loss to Uzbekistan's Mubina Bonu Karimova in the final. Moreover, Arvind secured bronze in the men's 83-kilogram category. On to ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, where Sri Lanka defeated Bangladesh by 7 runs in Navi Mumbai last night. The result keeps Sri Lanka's semi-final hopes alive, while Bangladesh campaign ends following their fifth defeat of the tournament. In today's fixture, South Africa will take on Pakistan in Colombo at 3 p.m. Some more in cricket, Parvez Rasool, the first player from Jammu and Kashmir to represent India in international cricket, announced his retirement from all formats of the game. Last we have from badminton, a 17-member Indian contingent, including top doubles pair of Swastik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty, and men's singles players Lakshya Sen and Ayush Shetty, are all set to begin their campaign at the French Open tournament starting today. Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
And now, before we close, the highlights of the bulletin. United States and Australia signs landmark agreements on critical minerals and defense cooperation. U.S. President Donald Trump threatens China to impose tariffs of up to 155%. If trade deal is not reached. World leaders extend warm Diwali greetings, and India adds two more medals in Kurash at Asian Youth Games in Manama, Bahrain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.